In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Father Joseph. We're having a good day today, and we're going to speak about the birth of Jesus. Matthew's Gospel, first chapter, 18th verse. "Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah," the Christ, the Messiah, "took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel,' which means 'God is with us.' When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus." And so Matthew tells us that the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ coming from heaven so that we might have the forgiveness of our sins. He is to forgive us our sins. He is the Lord. He is the Savior. At his birth, he is the Savior. He is the Lord. He is the one who will forgive us our sins when he dies upon the cross.
Yeah, the gospel you just read, we see the work and the mission of St. Joseph, a compassionate man, a righteous man, who also listened to God's words, God's message through the dream, and took Mary to his home. And we see Jesus, the Savior of the world, as the angel proclaimed the modalities of his birth, or the birth of Jesus. And you also see Mary, who surrendered her willpower to God for the word of God to be fulfilled in her life. Jesus means the one who saves. And the scriptures speak about him, what he was going to do in our lives, and all is to save people, all is to love people, all is to be in our midst, all is to redeem us.
The whole plan of God was to send a Savior to die for us so that we might have new life and we might have eternal life. Eternal life is this: to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. We're going to continue reading from Matthew because this is very interesting, because the cross is seen even in the narrative of his nativity. Chapter 2 of Matthew. "In the time of King Herod, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea. Wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, asking, 'Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage.' When King Herod heard this, he was frightened and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. In other words, the star is creation leading to the child, and the Bible is revelation leading to the child. The wise men needed both, the star and revelation. They inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born, and they told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. That's Jesus Christ the Lord. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring word so that I may also go and pay him homage. We know Herod wants him dead. We see that it looks like a cross already. When they had heard the king, they set out and were ahead of them, went where the star was rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, it's no longer a manger, it's a house, Joseph moved Mary and the child. They saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another way. So we see this is very interesting, because the Savior of the world reveals himself not only to the Jew first, but now to the Gentiles. These wise men were Gentiles, and it's a prophetic experience that Jesus will be revealed to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. We also see that the star wasn't enough to lead them to the baby, because they needed the revelation of the Bible. They called in the scribes and wanted to know where the child was to be born. They said the scripture says in Bethlehem, the city of David. We also see, what else do we also see? We also see that, again, dreams are paying a lot of attention in people's lives. Joseph has dreams, the wise men have dreams, and Herod wants to kill the child. So how old was this baby at this time when they were in the house? Between 2 years old and infancy, because it was 2 years that the wise men took to follow the star. 2 years, and Herod wants them dead, any baby lower than 2 years until infancy. Herod was a madman. He was a madman. But we also see that there is an escape to Egypt.
Last year, I received a Christmas card from a friend of mine, Maureen, from Somerville, and it was written, love is born. Love is born. And I had been reflecting on that since that time. Love is truly born because Jesus is born. And the scripture says, for unto us a child is born, unto us, unto you, unto me, Jesus is born. He's born for us, for our salvation. He's born so that we too may be born in him. You may be born in him, born again in him, because Jesus is born. When we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate that we too will be born in Jesus, because Christmas will be meaningless if Jesus is not born in our hearts. So, Christmas, we reflect on the birth of Jesus and how we too will also be born in the Lord. You may find a place in our hearts. The gospel again speaks about the stars and the scriptures that led to the King of Kings, Jesus. Yes, we are also the stars. We are also the stars. When we consult our scriptures, it will lead us to Jesus. It will lead us to Jesus, and we will lead people to Jesus. When we have the Holy Scriptures and allow the star also to lead us. St. Jerome said, ignorance of the Scriptures is ignorance of Christ. People who do not know the Scriptures do not know Christ. So we are encouraged today to get hold of our Scriptures, of our Bible. Most of the questions that you raise in life, if not all, you may find it in the Holy Scriptures. Let us meditate and also reflect on the message of Christ, most especially during this time of Christmas, holy season of Christmas, where we can read Matthew's Gospel as we are reading to you right now, and St. Luke's Gospel, and of course St. John's Gospel, to ponder on the mystery of the Word, the incarnate Son of God. And then through the incarnation, Jesus connects us with Himself and to Himself. And so you and I are also connected. We are connected to people. We are connected not only to the rich people, but also the forgotten, the sick, the poor, and the needy. After all, the first people that the angels appeared to were shepherds, poor shepherds, the broken ones. So we are connected to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that we meet on earth, and bring the message of Christ, the message of hope and joy to them. And by so doing, we allow Jesus to be born in our hearts.
It's all about Jesus being born in us. He came down from heaven so that we might be the temples of the Holy Spirit. He came down from heaven so that we might be forgiven of our sins through the cross and through the blood of Jesus. He came down from heaven, Emmanuel, God with us, so that we would be saved. Oh yes. And that's why Christmas is all about salvation and love. All about salvation and love. And you know what? Most people have no idea what Christmas is about. They think it's running to the malls. I call the malls the modern temples of the day. People in the malls buying things have no idea about the wise men bringing gifts, but they're just buying things, and they are far from God. And I hope maybe somebody's listening in their car today that feels that you had no idea what Christmas is about. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus, the Messiah. The Messiah, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It's about Jesus. It's not about gifts. It's not about even the church. It's about Jesus. Jesus, who took the form of a human being in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and was brought forth in Bethlehem. Jesus the Messiah. Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Lord.
I'd like to read from a Luke's Gospel. And so while they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And could you believe that there's no room for the one who made heaven and earth, through whom heaven and earth came to be, all the things that we have in the world? He holds all things together. All the created things came through Jesus, and there was no room for him in his own creation. Could you believe that? It is so today. There is no room in the hearts of many people. And when we get hold of Jesus, when we have him, then everything falls in the right places. So it's all about Jesus, as Father Tom has said, that we may give room in our hearts for Jesus. Right now, Jesus is at the door of our hearts knocking. He said, behold, I stand and knock. If anyone hears me and opens the door, I will come in and dine with the person. The Lord is knocking at the house of at the door of our hearts, that he would like to come in, and it is we that can open the door for Jesus to come in. He gives us grace. He gives us grace. The scripture again says, he came to his own people, but his own people did not receive him. But those who did receive him, he gave them power to become children of God. Do you receive Jesus? Then we have powers to become children of God. Do you welcome Jesus in our hearts? We welcome Jesus in our hearts when we welcome poor people in our hearts, in our lives. When we welcome strangers. When we welcome the sick people. Many people cannot stay with the sick people. Many people are impatient with the sick people because they are sick. And they feel they are burdens. You and I are called to be present to them. It doesn't take much. It takes love. Love is born. It's born into our hearts. It's born into our souls. When we have that love, we have Jesus, then we can be present to the sick, the poor, the forgotten, and the needy. These people are the least brothers and sisters of Jesus. He identifies himself with them.
Tomorrow, or Saturday, we will go out to the homeless and bring gifts. These people have no place to lay their heads in a house or even in a stable. They're outdoors. And I want to say it's been very, very cold today. We do this broadcast on Friday. It will be repeated on Tuesday. But you see, these poor people, I don't understand it. Well, a country as rich as ours has thousands of people who live outdoors in the cold. We will have food for them tomorrow. We will have drink for them tomorrow. We will have gifts for them tomorrow. Why? Because they are the least of Christ's people, and the least, if you give a drink of water to the least of Christ's people, the reward will be yours. And I tell you, I am the least of Christ's people. And whenever I receive a glass of water, I think to the about the person that they are receiving a great gift, because I am one of the least of Christ's people. But I know him, and I know about him, and I've experienced him. I've had an incarnational experience. I've experienced the Son of God. I know where he lives. I know he lives in my heart. I know he lives in Father Joseph's heart. I know this. How do I know it? Because we have experienced it. We have experienced the love of God poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Have you experienced it? Have you experienced the presence of Christ? Have you? That's a question you can answer yourself. I can't answer it for you. One other thing. Everyone is not a child of God. To those who received him, who received Jesus, he gave the power to become children of God.
Christmas is time of sharing. Not because the three, only because the three wise men presented gifts to Jesus, but because Jesus is our gift. Jesus becomes a gift for us. When God meets with man, great things take place. When God comes into our lives, wonders take place, healing take place. So Jesus is our gift. Our gift that you and I are called to share. He's our gift because his love. He loves us. He loves the world. For the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. For God so loved the world. When we doubt of God's love, let us always recall the Holy Scriptures. Let's go back to the Scriptures and know God's love. Let's fix our eyes on the cross, where Jesus defines what it means to love. For God so loved the world. For God so loved love you. For God so loved me, we are so much loved that God sent His only Son Jesus for our salvation. And if God loves us, then you and I are called to love people because we have instilled love in our hearts. And when love is in our hearts, then we can do so many things. And I always say that when people are in love, they do crazy things. They truly do crazy things. And Jesus, loving us, died for us under the cross. He came to die so that you and I will live forever.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Sing it with me. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Oh yes, this baby was born to die and shed His blood so that we might have salvation. Oh yes, He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Oh yes, He is the Lord, and He loves you. Isn't this amazing that God so loved the world, but not only the world, God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Jesus will have eternal life. The next line said, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
And if you want to know this child, His name is Jesus, and Jesus means the one who saves, and He holds all things together. Everything we have came through Him. And the prophet Isaiah also says that unto us a Savior is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. That we can go to Him and listen, and He will listen. He will listen with love. He will listen with empathy. He will listen with compassion. He will not condemn us, because He came not to condemn us, but so that we can be saved. What condemns us, Father Thomas said before, is our consciences. And that's why we need to go to confession and ask the healing love of Jesus to touch us, to clear our consciences and be reconciled with God. And this time too is a time of reconciliation. It's a time that we reconcile with people. And again, it's the mighty God. Mighty God. He's our majesty. Jesus is our majesty. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. And everlasting Father. He's a Prince of Peace. And you're searching for peace in your heart.
What was the song you sang today about Emmanuel, come into my heart?
Come, Emmanuel, come, Emmanuel, come, Emmanuel, come and be born in my heart.
Come, O Prince of Peace.
Come, the Prince of Peace, come, the Prince of Peace, come, the Prince of Peace, come and be born in my heart.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus, come, oh Lord Jesus, come, oh Lord Jesus, come and be born in my heart. Come, O Lord Jesus, come, O Lord Jesus, come, O Lord Jesus, come and be born in my heart.
So we see that Jesus came to the earth to save you and to save me, that He is the Lord and He is God. God with us. Emmanuel, the Lord is with us. Pray with me, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Son of God.
Son of God.
Eternal Son of God.
Eternal Son of God.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Free me from sin.
Free me from sin.
Love me.
Love me.
With an everlasting love.
With everlasting love.
Let me feel your presence.
Let me feel your presence.
You shed your blood for me.
You shed your blood for me.
I believe.
I believe.
Help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Save me, Lord.
Save me, Lord.
And I'm saved.
And I'm saved.
Heal me, Lord.
Heal me, Lord.
And I'm healed.
And I'm healed.
May the blessing of Christmas, the Son of God, come upon you. And don't worry about gifts anymore. Just think about Jesus. He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and He is in love with you. Do you know that? He is in love with you. May His name, Jesus, be praised now and forever. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.